feeling into the bones of the body. Any bone or all the bones. As if from the inside, if possible. Getting inside our bones. The strength with flexibility. The taking up space and letting the body just take up maybe a little bit more space. Feeling the bones support. Everything else in the body, organs and skin and muscles. Each other. And also feeling how the bones are supported by everything else. And then, if possible, feeling the skin. In one small place or all over. How soft and open and exposed, how protective. Feeling the skin from within the skin. Allowed to be that sensual. The weight of the skin. The complexity. Of what we often ignore. The skin on the back. Skin we may have never seen, but can feel. And then if you feel like playing with feeling the fluidity of the body mostly fluid, and tuning into that fluidity, that all that water. In the blood, in the cells, among the cells. Feeling that literally in one small place or all over. If nothing else, just the water in the mouth. How did it get there? The weight, the chemistry. The flow. All happening by themselves. Being okay to be surprised by what you feel. And tuning in not just to your picture of what you're feeling, not just the word that describes it. Not just the past second when you felt it. And briefly, we could also, in a similar kind of matter-of-fact way, feel what is the mind? What's happening? How is it going on? Can we feel the thoughts? As if we could kind of relax into being a space where thoughts are flying around and feel a bit of wonder about what is a thought. And what is a mood? We can just relax back and be a space in which our mood is going on. What is the mood? How do we know? How do we feel that? How do we sense that state of mind? If it's sleepy or if it's rage. Or tenderness, or whatever. What is that made of? resting back into a kind of openness like the night sky, where there's really enough room for everything. And in fact, there is everything. We could play around. If today is a day where there's a lot of thoughts, even if it's just boring thoughts or if it's spiky thoughts that kind of hurt, you could just notice if there's an emotion behind that, or if there's a lot of emotion, whether it's boring or whether it hurts, or whether it's exciting. We could notice if that goes along with a certain thought or is coming from a certain belief. Or maybe it's coming from a deeper, more tender place. Tender, painful place. That we're so used to, we hardly notice it. And why would we want to notice it? Because it hurts. A place where we're never quite good enough. We fear we might not quite be good enough. Or we might not quite be loved. Really. Where we kind of know we can't quite totally, completely depend on anyone else. Sometimes when there's enough softness, we could land and feel that place. That we fear we may not be lovable, for example. We may have to earn it. We probably have to hide who we really are in order to belong or get it right. Tenderness meeting that painful tenderness. Where it's okay that those fears and that pain is there, because it's not the whole truth. And so we could make an experiment. Just for a little while. Where we, on purpose, remember a time that was painful. Not the most painful thing ever, and maybe not even the most painful thing this week, but something that had some heat for you. Or some heaviness, something that you can feel now. So this is like the adventure where we go in and really find out if it's true what people say, that our riches are in the places that we don't like to go. And so we go in. But we need to find the way in, how to go in. And so relaxing back into the night sky. and remembering a moment of difficulty. Insecurity or terror, guilt, loneliness, sadness, anger, frustration, doubt, confusion, whatever. Just something that you can feel that's not overwhelming. And you're the night sky, and there's enough room. And it's not your fault that it hurts. It's not your fault that there's this knot, this tangle, this contraction. And so also, it's not your responsibility to fix it or untie it. But we could uncover some curiosity about what it really feels like. Comparing mind, what it really feels like. So where do we feel it in the body? And what do we feel? Is it hot or cold or both? Heavy or ungrounded or both? Is it sharp or dense or dark or bright? Moving or still? Just letting it float. Finally, it has enough room to float in a sky of softness, where it is just another sparkling thing that's alive. That insecurity or self-hatred or blame or whatever. That way that we make some part of ourselves smaller than it really is, than it really needs to be. And our resistance to feeling this difficult sensation or sensations can just be part of what we're feeling. We can just feel the resistance as part of the emotion or difficulty. The pushing away. Just another movement, just another wind among the stars. It's okay. And as we lightly and playfully feel this, this heaviness or this heat or this pull or this push. We can ask ourselves, is there anyone else sitting here or lying here who may have felt this at some time? Who may be feeling this right now? Yes, this very insecurity or shame. Or bitterness or whatever. Is it possible to keep feeling lightly what we feel? And just notice what we really think might be happening right now on this planet. Might there be thousands or millions feeling the same right now? And what if it's not actually someone's fault? And yet we can feel that much. What if we don't run away or try to get rid of it or fix it? Just for once. What if we do our best to relax back and let ourselves feel? Feeling vividly so that then we lose track of the name of what it was and we feel what it is. And we let it in. We let it belong. We welcome it to the night sky. Just because it is. Doesn't need to deserve a place here. Just letting it float. Maybe even friendly with it. Maybe. This anger that we don't want to have and our resistance to that. What if it's not our work to decide if it should or shouldn't be? What if it's not our work to decide if it's mine or yours or ours? Or just is? What if it by itself may have a kind of sparkle to it, may have something to say, may wish to move on into another shape? So relaxing back if possible, as a sea of softness or as the night sky. And would it be the experiment of the day, to let the in-breath bring that friction, that contraction, that hot, heavy in. To belonging here. Without a solution. Just belonging. You belong. You insecurity. You arrogance. You not quite being able to stand up for myself. You belong. And what would happen if on the exhale we tune into what we need more than we need the next breath? What we love most. More than life itself. If we take a few moments to feel what that might be and then feel it. Extravagantly. Deliciously. Secretly, openly. And whenever you're ready to let the in-breath welcome that hot contraction, or that heavy, spiky, dense shape, without a name, but very particular, very vivid, vividly itself, shared, you belong, all the way in the middle of the night sky. For no reason. And for the out-breath to be an uprising of what we love most, of what we need the most, more than water, more than a body. For that to be an uprising that fills us and overflows. And just reaches all of us who happen to love that most too. So really taking time to feel ready and to get into your own rhythm. And even for now, you can just stay with one part of this and combine it later on if you like. You could just rest in the night sky. Just openness. Not your fault, already enough. Life sparkling. Or the in-breath really receiving what we most don't want to receive and our resistance to it. You belong. It is. and the sky is soft and sparkles somehow. And the out-breath is an upwelling of what we love most, including yourself. Coming through you. Not excluding yourself, not excluding. Just because it is. Our love for that is, and that is. Also, it's not your imagination. It's not just your hope. Just letting yourself turn yourself inside out for fun. Connecting to the vividness, the specific aliveness of what we thought we didn't want and of what we know we love. Resting into the space in which it happens, we can let it happen that the heart stretches that wide. To receive, to fill, and to give. Without forcing. but allowing the stretch. Letting the sun rise. With this glimpse or sense of how this is not just my anxiety or anger or fear or sadness. And what if it's not just my problem? What if it's not even just our problem? Maybe not even a problem. And if this secret delight with the out-breath is not a secret, it's just so intimately ours, or not ours, or more than ours. Without it, we are not. Letting it wash through the cells, through the skin in all directions, and maybe just everywhere, why not? Not forcing. And maybe just letting it all go now for the last few minutes here. May all beings be at peace. May the ways that we thought we were smaller than we are fall into place and be at peace. May the ways that we are bigger than we thought we were bring peace. And may our gathering and our willingness and our honesty and our dedication and our joy, our simple happiness for no reason, may all of that be a momentum towards liberation everywhere. May it be so.